Joining us now, Raymond Arroyo. He is the news director and lead anchor of EWT, also a New York Times best-selling author. Raymond, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, Mary. Delighted to be with you on this Good Friday.
Yes, it is Good Friday. A blessed Good Friday to you. I wanted to talk to you. We were having this discussion this morning about whether more things seem open on Good Friday than they did in years past as time goes on. It seems as if Good Friday doesn't get the recognition anymore that it should. Do you see the same thing?
Yeah, it used to be a solemn day where vendors and restaurateurs and others would close up shop, particularly in the afternoon. You know, if they were open, they were only open half day. That has, as we've seen, I think, faith dilute, that has gone by the wayside. Now, I live in New Orleans, you know, and I'm there most of the year. We have a very different, you know, pattern there, where many of the old restaurants, they only have fish on the menu on these days, and you still do have a lot of places closed on Friday. But, you know, that's kind of an organic expression of belief. And I think in a very multicultural, diverse place like Washington, you just don't get that anymore. Now it looks more like it's Memorial Day. You've got sales and people trying to drive people into the stores rather than away from them.
Well, yeah, do you see Good Friday sales?
One more time?
I don't necessarily see Good Friday sales, things like that. I just don't see, any acknowledgement of it, period.
Well, I saw a few things. That, in fact, some people have sent me some articles and things they've seen in local papers where, you know, across the country, where they're advertising it. Hey, it's Good Friday. It's Easter weekend. Come shop. You know, where people, they're trying to turn it into another day of commerce, which I guess is okay, but you know, for those of us who see this as sort of the apex of their faith, and, you know, it is a holy
yes.
day.
Yeah.
And I think we've forgotten that. And as so much of American culture gets pulled into a secular direction, you see that dwindling. And that's a shame.
Yeah, and it's not just
for our children and terrible for our culture.
And, of course, it's not just American culture. I just looked it up. The UK paper's advertising that Good Friday is the new Black Friday, up to 70% off at various retailers.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, bad trend.
Amazing stuff. So Raymond Arroyo, I want to ask you about this because you're well-equipped to answer this question. Yesterday, so much was made of the Pope's comments and this notion that he said that hell did not exist in an interview with a 93-year-old Italian journalist who didn't actually record the interview. The Vatican pushing back on that, saying, no, that's not what he said, and hell, by the way, does indeed exist. Can you sort us through what happened?
Yeah, well, I wish they'd said what you said there, Vince. You know, you should be Vatican spokesman. You might be clearer than what we're hearing, the non-denial denials from the Vatican. Look, the Pope has met repeatedly with this, he's a crazy old guy. He's a 93-year-old founder of La Repubblica in Italy, a guy named Scalfari. The Pope has sat with him multiple times. The man does not take notes, nor does he record conversations, and he's 93 years old. And then he recreates these conversations in print when he gets home. This is the second time he's reported that the Pope has said hell does not exist. The first time was in 2015, just for the record. The Vatican came out the day this broke, because it was headlines around the world, the Pope denies hell, and they said this doesn't represent the exact recreation of the Pope's words. Okay? They're saying that this is not a credible source and that he's been misquoted. They do not and did not deny the content of what he said, nor did they say, and naturally the Pope reaffirms the teaching on hell that the Church has always maintained. That is curious that they have not done that. So I have two questions over my head this morning. One, why does the Pope keep meeting with Scalfari? An atheist who really doesn't have a grasp of faith that, you know, any other journalists might be equipped to have? And B, why wasn't the Vatican more deliberate in its denial? And why didn't they clear this stuff and put it to bed? To my mind, they haven't.
You sense the nuance that I didn't hear, and that's that the Vatican was not being anywhere near as clear as I kind of assumed they would be, because it seems like to me the existence of hell is about as fundamental a question to the Catholic Church as anything else,
right.
and it'd be a layup to basically respond, well, yeah, I mean, these are thousands of years in the making. We've been really clear on this throughout.
Well, Vince, not only Catholics, people of, you should have seen the evangelical mail and emails I got yesterday and calls. I had a major evangelical pastor call me saying, what the hell is going on? No pun intended. You know, this rattles the entire entity of Christendom when the Pope muses on something like this or is misquoted in this way. So it, to my mind, it's incumbent on the Vatican to clear this up and let us know what he really believes. Look, the Pope has spoken continuously about the presence of Satan, his pull on all of us, how, you know, Satan is real. So this does not square with his other comments. At the same time, he speaks very freely with Scalfari, and he says some wacky things around the edges that are concerning. But look, if hell doesn't exist, Good Friday and Jesus' whole mission really was in vain. What did he conquer? What did he overcome? What did he deliver us from, if not hell?
Well, doesn't the Apostles' Creed say that he descended into hell? I mean, there's like, it's kind of clearly, it's in there. I mean, this is pretty straightforward.
Absolutely. No, it's foundational. Yeah. It's foundational.
I wanted to discuss something that I learned just about recently, that there is a Toronto-based ice cream chain called Sweet Jesus. And they are now expanding into the United States. I believe they have plans for a shop at Mall of America. And there is a lot of backlash because of this. There's a petition on change.org that says that the shop's name is a mockery of taking the Lord's name in vain. It's highly offensive towards Christians. Is Canada more secular than the United States? And that's why you're seeing the backlash here? And they haven't even opened. It's just they're going to.
Well, they're in Baltimore. They apparently have one store in Baltimore, and they're opening at the Mall of America. And I didn't, like you, I didn't know about this chain. I didn't hear anything about it. And I, you know, a chain named Sweet Jesus is probably not something I'd frequent. But as I've looked into this, made some calls, it is really creepy. In their logo, the S in Sweet is a lightning bolt, okay, which I now am told by people who are launching a boycott. Bill Donahue with the Catholic League, a lot of evangelical groups and mom groups have launched this nationwide boycott of this chain because they see their satanic imagery that's used by the Church of Satan and people who are Satan worshipers. There's an upside-down cross in the logo, and this lightning bolt, unbeknownst to me, apparently represents Satan's fall from the heavens. And it's the same S that was used by the SS, by the Gestapo, the Hitler's Gestapo, that double S. It was two lightning bolts. They use that in their iconography, which is problematic. But it doesn't stop there. Their advertising campaigns are kind of very creepy, almost possessed-looking kids.
I saw
with
that,
red,
yeah.
You know, ice cream all over their mouths. They almost look like cannibals. They twist biblical quotes, and I can't, some of it, I don't even want to go into detail, you're a family show, but the ads are very troubling. And when I dug into this and called the headquarters the other day, they said that Sweet Jesus, it was an expression used by people who tasted this ice cream for the first time. And my retort to them was, well, thank goodness they didn't say Holy Muhammad, because I doubt if you'd be able to open that chain anywhere.
Exactly. Yes. Awesome. Allah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Raymond Arroyo, thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed Good Friday and a happy Easter as well.
A delight being with you both. Thank you. Have a great Easter.
Thank you
so much.